Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. Today, we're diving into the world of authentic, unprocessed chocolate with Ariel Walansky, owner of Café Chocolatl and founder of Yo Quiero Chocolate. Originally from Argentina, Ariel opened Café Chocolatl in downtown Sacramento to share a new experience of chocolate, one that connects people to the small farms and cultural roots of Latin America. His cafe is more than a place to enjoy a warm beverage or a coffee. It's also an invitation to discover the significance of unprocessed chocolate in Latin culture, where cacao was once celebrated in ancient ceremonies and even used as a currency. Ariel is here in the studio to talk about his commitment to high-quality cacao and chocolate. Ariel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the significance of cacao and chocolate in Latin America.
It's very much part of the culture, part of our heritage. They go hand in hand, going back thousands of years. That's something a lot of people don't know. They think of chocolate only, which is a recent invention, whereas cacao has been in many traditions, everyone from wedding to funerals, part of our entire culture. Like I said, going back a really long time.
So what's the relationship? Might someone see a lot more of cacao when they're walking through these countries than we do here in the States?
You will see it served differently sometimes. We actually have quite a lot of chocolate products, but it is not part of the culture as much. It might be coming, or some people might be connecting back to their heritage, whether it's here or in South Central America. We see a return of cacao in more traditional ways.
Let's take a step back and define these terms for our listeners. What's the difference between cacao and chocolate and processed versus unprocessed?
Thanks for asking. So to have chocolate, you need cacao. There's such a thing as white chocolate, which won't have cacao, and that still has theobroma, which is the main drive that gives you things like energy and such. But chocolate can be a lot of things, whereas cacao is really pure. Cacao has a lot of benefits, and I want to talk a little bit about food in general and connect those, because you can take something that's really from the ground, really good for your body, and transform it into something that would be horrible for you. And that's often what we see done to chocolate, which is essentially done to cacao to make really cheap chocolate. And that's where people start getting fear of, like, oh, this chocolate is going to make me fat, and it gives you pimples, and it does all these things that are bad for you. And that's true. Cacao doesn't do that. Cacao is a heart medicine. It's really good to treat many things, anywhere from depression to blood pressure. And now they're saying can even help with things like Alzheimer's and cognitive function. So it's quite the opposite of the bad label that has been given to it over time.
So what's your daily cacao intake?
It's, you know, I have to try a lot of chocolate, which is part of what I like about it. But I don't take large amounts. Like, I won't eat a whole chocolate bar because I need to, you know, try different types of chocolate and see if it's something I want to carry. Also, like, for quality control, I do my own, making sure things are not expired and are still fresh. And so every day I do eat little bits of chocolate for sure.
I mean, it looks like you're serving you well. You look like a healthy guy.
Thank you.
So I want to get into your story. Where did you grow up? What brought you to Sacramento? And how did you ultimately start your cafe?
So I grew up in Argentina. I moved here in the 90s to be with my father's side of the family. They had kind of broken up and moved, changed countries. I didn't get into chocolate for a long time. I've worked for in science. I worked in construction. I still do a little construction here and there, but it's been a more of a passion to do the cacao, the chocolate. Started offering it out of my home, and often having cacao ceremonies at home for free, just to bring community together as a means to, like, heal and grow together. And then it slowly became a business. You mentioned Yo Quiero Chocolate. That's one of my longer projects I've been doing for about 12 years now.
That's producing your own chocolate.
Yes. So that also started as a hobby, not as a business. Currently, we're in a couple stores like the Sacramento Co-op and Briar Patch and Nevada City and little shops here and there. We're not a big business yet, but The cafe started as a way to kind of bring what I was doing at home and offer it to a wider community. So Choquero Cacao Cafe opened about 5 years ago in Nevada City. That's where I used to live. I moved to Sacramento to be with my partner about, right before the pandemic. And then kind of wanted to bring that to Sacramento, and that took about 2 years to find a location that felt right and was available. And that was very challenging because of the pandemic. But we were able to do that, and so now there's Cafe Chocolato, 1607 10th Street. And that's where we're still offering those pure ceremonial cacao drinks. And we also have more sweet things for people that like it a little sweeter, but everything is healthy, organic. We use like coconut sugar, for example, not highly processed raw sugar, cane sugar.
So for those of our listeners who haven't been to your cafe, chocolate bars from across Latin America are covering the walls. It's almost like a chocolate museum or a cacao museum, except the products are new and for sale. I'm curious, Ariel, how did you fall in love with chocolate and cacao?
Well, it's hard not to, but for me, it was more falling in love with the right chocolate because, you know, a lot of kids grow up with things like Hershey's, and that's what they think of chocolate, and that is not fair trade. It really is not good for the planet. It's not good for your body. It's not really good for almost anything, really, to make such a really bad product. I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this live, but that's really how I feel about it. We're really trying to help other businesses grow that are not don't have their foot in the game, like some of these major corporate products. And so we're giving them a chance, and that's why we have so many options on our wall that are actually truly fair trade. A lot of what you see in grocery stores today has the fair trade sticker on it, but it's not truly fair trade, and that's why it sometimes is so cheap. You're like, how can they actually make a product and pay everyone and pay the shipping and all these costs and be fair trade? And the truth is it's not. There's a lot of fake certification out there. So we're really trying to bridge a gap and bring in true fair trade, true quality cacao that's helping more of the local places where cacao comes from.
And how are you doing that? How do you source your products?
I talk to the people directly. So that's, you know, there's a thing called direct trade. I'm not so much caring about getting a sticker put on a product as much as actually really getting to know the people. And some of them are here in California, and they have farms in their native countries, and other companies we work with who are in their own farms, like whether it's in Peru or Mexico, et cetera.
Are you going out on location to these farms, or how do you get a sense of who they are and what their practices are?
I do when I can. For example, Dalileo is what we use in-house to make our most of our chocolate drinks. We use Severo, but that's our most popular drink, the Chocolatada. That farm I have been to, and it's a permaculture farm. They're also fighting GMO. So they're one of the few places that still has the native cacao trees in their region. The government was paying essentially farmers to grow GMO-modified crops because they yield more. And in the process, they're losing their traditional heritage cacao. So this place is not going after the dollars. They're going after conserving, their heritage and the trees that belong in that region.
I'm curious how you came up with the concept for Cafe Chocolatl. And why did you think it would work in Sacramento? I mean, it's a pretty unique idea.
I didn't know if it would work. We're still barely breaking even, honestly, but I'm not going to close anytime soon. I know sometimes things take a long time. It's something that a lot of people are behind me and want to see work or succeed because we do help a lot of small businesses. So they also depend on us making it as much as I do myself. So there's a lot of, wanting to help and a lot of drive and incentive to keep it going.
So before we end, I've got to ask you about ceremonial cacao, which you mentioned. I learned about this about a year ago. I did a cacao ceremony, and since then, my wife and I have been doing little ceremonial cacao for our date nights. We have little ones at home, and so sometimes date night is just something unique we can do together. Can you tell our listeners what is a ceremonial cacao, and what's its significance in Latin America?
Thank you. I love that question. So in cacao, the more you process something, like I said, the more you're going to lose your benefits. Ceremonial cacao is about benefits, but it's also about a connection. And the ceremony can be different things. You can have a group ceremony with 100 people, and you'll see people come out of that ceremony crying or changed. It does affect your life.
And how so? What are the stimulatory effects of the ceremony?
So that will depend on a lot on your intentions. What is it that you're asking for? And are you going to, you know, make the energy and time and envision that versus just asking for something and expecting to receive something? Ceremonial cacao is also, like I said, bridger. And that can be with just you or your partner or with you and your own spiritual self. That's why it's often used for like meditating, doing yoga, more of the spiritual things that are really good for you to do. It is really taking a moment out of a busy day and saying, no, like I have all this to do, but I'm going to stop for a second and I'm going to slow down and I'm going to make this moment for healing, for myself, for relaxing, for breathing.
And just in our last minute here, can you tell our listeners about the practice? How can someone incorporate this in their lives? I just doing research for this segment, I bought myself a Molinillo? Yeah, please.
That's one way you can make it. Some people just use, essentially you're getting ceremonial cacao. We offer that. We offer it as a drink, or we offer it for you to get a little bag and take it home and make it yourself. How it's made, you can use the wooden molinillo. We prefer not to use like metal things, Vitamixes, etc., but you can. The molinillo is just the more traditional preferred way. You can even just use any whisk that you have at home and just use hot water or some people like a little milk. I prefer we make our own milk, so like cashew milk, for example, is really good. And you can add spices, a little bit of sweetener, like maple or honey, and whatever it is your preference.
Do some people not? I've noticed that it's it can be bitter without without adding something. I add just a bunch of spices that are on the sweet side of spices.
Yeah, and chocolato, you know, the word that gave the word chocolate to the world means bitter water, essentially. That's the Aztec name where it comes from. So it can be a little bitter. Some people like bitter. I like to add a little like maple, like I said, and maybe a little splash of or cashew milk or oat milk. But oftentimes I will drink it straight. That's really a thing of preference. Those are the minor details, really. taking the time to express gratitude and connect with your higher self, that's really what the point is.
So always with an intention.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, hey, Ariel, thank you so much for coming on. And I look forward to where your shop goes, how it flourishes in Sacramento.
It's been an honor. Thank you.
Ariel Wilansky, owner of Cafe Chocolatl and founder of Choquero Chocolate, is here in Sacramento, and he's been giving us a look at his love for chocolate and where he sources his cacao. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.